Welcome back to Moon Harbor Heroes. Today's issue is Cataclysm Crew, issue 46, The Ship. On the cover, we see Squire at a computer. She is playing an 8-bit style video game, with characters clearly representing the Rebel Rouser, the Rascal King, and the Wild Thing. Above them is a huge 8-bit face, terrifying and glowing red, grinning at them menacingly. In the bottom right-hand corner, there is a silver embossed sticker, adorned by a broken blade and encircled by jagged vines. The text on it reads, "Ice and Thorns." We turn the page and our story begins. We see the panel of the two of you facing off, one against each of the Astron mounts. The third one is still pretty heavily in, like, glitch mode, but the other two are starting to break out of it and, like, move a little bit more before they glitch each time. I think we'll get back to you two in a second. Rascal King, you've just taken off to, quote-unquote, handle the Astrons. What are you doing?
So I think we get panels of Max just running full speed at the closest Astron, and I'm just going to throw Squire when we get close and then follow in with my claw punches.
Awesome. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat, and I'm going to give you a +1 to that because it is still frozen.
I get a +1 for having Squire as well. So do you want me to just roll with the +1 or?
No, you get the +2 for that then. That is an 11, so choose 2 from the list.
God, it's been so long since I've had to choose 2 on that. I want to resist or avoid their blows and impress, surprise, or frighten them.
I think we see the Astron, like, start to slowly move. And, like, as you're running towards it, we see, like, slow-mo panels of, like, it turning its head ever so slightly, seeing you and its eyes widening. And then tell me what it looks like as you just demolish this pixelated creature.
I think we have the panel of, like, Squire landing fully on his face and wrapping her little arms around, and then Max just punches straight through and the Astron, like, explodes into pixels, and in the next panel he's caught Squire and continued moving forward.
Awesome. And then we're gonna cut back to Wild Thing. The mount in front of you has just officially broken out of the glitch. What do you do?
Is it riderless?
It is riderless, but having seen these things on the news, you know that they don't need a rider to be, like, super, super dangerous.
I'm going to try to take this one, like, lasso it, and then throw it into the other one.
Are you using your, like, elastic arms to lasso it?
Yeah, well, is there, like, some kind of a, like, a pull thing that I could make, like, a rubber band effect to rubber band it into the other one?
You could probably grab it by, like, the eye stalks. The eye stalks are pretty long.
I want to try to lift up the whole thing and, like, throw it at the other one, basically.
I think you're probably strong enough that if you, like, used your elastic arm to, like, try to lasso it and lift it, you could probably just do that.
Okay, so once I pick it up, I would like to... How much bigger than me? I'm trying to picture size, so I am having a little bit of trouble imagining how...
Yeah, so this mount is about 12 feet tall. So it's about 2 times your height plus a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll pick it up. And the way that it picked up Max so casually and, like, threw it across the room, threw him across the room, I want to throw him at the one that is still recovering, that is not yet recovered, the twitchy, glitchiness.
Perfect. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat for me.
I would like to try to sort of, like, show a demonstration of power to Rebel Rouser, even though this is tech, the Wild Thing wants to show that, like, even against, like, really powerful technology, brute strength can still be powerful. So yeah, so I would get to add a +1 to that roll. Can you have +4 to a roll? Is that legal?
+4 is the most you can have.
Okay. Okay. That's a 12.
All right. Choose 2.
I would like to resist or avoid their blows. And what do they have that I could take?
If you chose to take something from them, you could take the second Astron, like the second mount from them.
I would take that. I'll take the second Astron from them. I'll knock one of the,
Perfect. So you are just throwing this first mount at the second mount, correct?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I think it is kind of comical because she's more using, like, She is bulking her muscles, but not that much. She's still just like this tiny person, just like throwing this 12-foot cyber creature. So that would be the only thing that is visually impactful about it.
Perfect. The first mount crashes into the second mount, and we get a really cool shot of like the two of them hitting into each other, and like where the one's shoulder hit the second one's like side, it starts to pixelate, and the two of them just collapse into pixels and are just completely gone. Rebel Rouser, the one in front of you is about to attack. What do you do?
Does this one have a rider, or is it just the mount?
It's just the mount.
Okay. I think I'm going to charge at it. And I think, like, while she's running, you can see, like, electricity coming up from the floor into, like, her shoes. And, like, she's got her hands raised forward to try to, like, electrocute it.
Sweet. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat.
That's an 11. Also, I love how I have a move for replacing directly engaging a threat for plus savior instead of danger, but my savior and danger are both at 3, so it doesn't even matter.
Amazing. All right, so on an 11, choose 2.
Is this the last one standing?
Yep.
Resist or avoid their blows, and I guess impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Cool. I'll tell you what that looks like in a second. Tell me what it looks like as you destroy this last mount.
So we see like the electricity like coming up from like the feet to the hands, and we see Amber like just rush at it, and like her hands go up against the creature, and the electricity just barely has a second of like going into the mount before it starts to go up in the pixels.
Perfect. We see all the pixels from all three of the mounts, and also from a lot of the Astrons that were destroyed. Like all the pixels are just kind of floating, and some of the pixels, right as you punch the Astron mount, kind of rush in at you from behind, and they hit your suit. And that's all I'm going to tell you for now, but we do see, like, these pixels get absorbed into the Rebel Rouser suit.
Do I see that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think this was all happening kind of simultaneously.
Yeah, that's okay. I would fully have jumped into those pixels, but that's fine. Yeah, that's better that I didn't see it then.
That's so ominous.
And let's cut over to Rascal King. Rascal King, where are you?
Oh, what's the situation on my side of things?
You had just destroyed one Astron, and I assumed you're going off to destroy more. So tell me where you are when we cut back in.
Can we be like a couple Astrons in?
Absolutely.
We get a panel of Max and Squire, like back to back, each holding an Astron sword. Max is in his hand, Squire's in her mouth. And there's like a ring of Astrons around them.
Perfect. They are all like lowering their guns at you. They're like taser cannons. What do you want to do?
I'd like a panel of eye contact between Max and Cyber Squire. And at the very last second, we want to go flat on the ground.
Perfect. I'm going to say this in Unleash Your Powers to avoid getting hurt by this.
You know, this isn't how you keep friends, T.
You know, I played your faces game recently, so let's not talk about that.
That's fair. That's fair. That's a 6.
Was that with the plus one for Squiber?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, so I forgot about one of my moves, which is when I defend someone, I can choose instead of my other option, instead of like the normal options, I can choose, it's called There When It Matters. And it allows me to hold one and then spend it later to arrive on the scene ready to help. And I know that I said add a team to the pool, but I feel like it would be very narratively cool, since we've been fighting, if I showed up on the scene ready to help. I don't know how we feel about that as a group.
I'm into it. Let's go.
I'm good with it.
All right. Yeah, so we're at 0 team. Okay, cool. So how do we jump back in with that?
So we see Max and Squiber going down, and they are about to get attacked. They're definitely about to get hit by one of these like blasts of electricity. And then they're not. Wild Thing, tell me why that blast missed.
I think that in that moment, is there like any type of scaffolding on the ceiling that I could be hanging from to reach down and grab him and pull him up instead of down? or any way that I could be coming from above.
Yeah, you're elastic, so there's no reason you couldn't like stretch over them and grab them from up
yeah,
above.
I think that's what I want to try to do. Yeah. I would like to try to spend my hold to arrive on the scene and whoop, floosh over. I'm describing this in such an awkward way. Elastic over them all and pull them both out.
Sweet. Rascal King, do you want that to be unstable or temporary, or are you going to mark a condition?
I'll mark a condition. I'm angry. I'm pissed cool. that I had to be saved. It lagged. Not my fault. It's lag.
Phenomenal. So you see Squiber and Max like duck out of the way and then get pulled like ricocheted up out of this circle. And now the two of you are like, or the three of you are like above this group of Asteron soldiers who are all like now training their cannons on Wild Thing.
Did the ruse work? Did they fire on each other?
Yeah, a couple of them definitely went down. There's still probably like three or four left, but most of them went down. Rebel Rouser, you probably have a second to react and jump in. How do you want to do the thing?
Okay, so like there hasn't been anything yet from the pixels going into me?
Nope, not yet.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think I want to do a similar thing of like sending like a wave of electricity their way, since I don't think I can quite get there in time.
Cool. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat.
That's a 13.
Choose
Christ.
To.
This is just how Rebel Rouser rolls on directly engaging a threat always. I would like to create an opportunity for my allies and I think take something from them. Like I want them to drop their tasers, lasers, whatever weapons they have.
Cool. Your blast of electricity is strong enough to just like take the last three or four of them out. And then one of them, like as it's collapsing into pixels, drops the taser cannon. And it's definitely like gone from them. You can take it, but it hits the ground and fires off and hits you square in the chest. Rebel Rouser, I need you to take a powerful blow for me.
Would this count as someone far greater power than me?
I don't think so.
Okay. Had to ask. I got two conditions.
I don't think you can defend at the moment because you're currently holding Rascal King up in the air.
What if she throws me?
I mean, if she throws you, then I would say that Wild Thing could defend, yeah?
A different part of my body.
Let's see. Let's go ahead and roll to defend before we announce what that amazing result was.
So I would like to, since this is stretching very thin, Wild Thing is stretching thin, pun intended. And so I think, you know, the hands have Max and are trying to like, one hand is trying to lower him to the ground nicely, or like when her hands are, and then her foot is going to, or like her torso and feet are going to try to block that blow. And Defender, which is one of my, very excited to get to use all my moves today, which is one of my bull moves, allows me to, when I leap to defend my love or rival in battle, I can roll plus danger instead of plus savior to defend them.
Cool, go ahead and roll to defend.
It's good for you, Amber, because my savior is not the best. Okay, yeah, 7.
Cool, so you keep them safe, and then you're going to choose one from the list, and then you're either going to expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation.
I'm going to expose myself to danger.
Great, and then are you going to add a team to the pool? Take influence over someone you protect or clear a condition. Or I guess you can take the there when it matters.
Yeah, I think for this one, I am actually going to add a team to the pool because we're at 0. So I'm going to add a team to the pool for this one instead of taking there when it's there when it matters. But thanks for the reminder.
Perfect. Because you are still holding Max and you have not yet put him down, when you get hit with that blast of electricity, both of you are going to take a powerful blow for that one. So I need both Max and Wild Thing, or both Rascal King and Wild Thing, to take a powerful blow for me.
That was the luckiest I could have rolled. That was a 4. Do I get to mark potential for that? Or does that only happen on other types of rolls?
Nope, you do. You get to mark potential for that. All right, so Wild Thing, tell me how you resist or avoid that blow.
Yeah, so I think what happens is it doesn't really fully resist. It actually does hit her, and it goes straight through her leg that she was using to like kind of ricochets and like goes in a different direction, so it doesn't hit Amber, but it does like when the lightning stops, there is like there's a hole in her leg where the lightning was, like there's like a big burn scorch. It's kind of nasty looking, but then it just the that zoom in that I've talked about before, when her powers activate happens, and you see the cells like scorched and burned, and then they change and they no longer look scorched and burned anymore. And then when you zoom out, her leg is healed.
Perfect. And we zoom out and we see that the leg is healed. And then we zoom out a little bit further and we see that the electricity has like run along your arm and has hit Max. Max, you got an 8 on that powerful blow. Choose one from the list.
I am going to struggle past the pain and mark 2 condition.
Cool. What are you marking?
Afraid and hopeless.
How many conditions are you at now?
Oh, that puts me at 5.
Phenomenal. Just wanted to check. Cool. The battlefield is completely cleared. There are no more Astrons or mounts. Up ahead at the end of this, like, what is now clearly just like a cyber like pathway, you can see what looks like a like figure made out of red pixels kind of standing about 200 yards away. It doesn't have any facial features, so it's not staring at you, but it feels like it's staring at you. Rebel Rouser, you're probably like the most in charge here. What do you want to do?
How far away is it?
It's like 200 yards away. Like it's far enough that it's like a pretty faint dot that you can like see like shape of, but no like features of. But it's like what was grass originally is now just like a blank field of like hexagonal tiles. Very like Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Ghost style. Wow, that's the reference that I made there. Cool. And it's across the field from you.
I would like to run at it. Not in like a attacking way. I want to get closer and check this out kind of thing.
Sweet. It doesn't move as you get closer. It is just in front of you. As you get closer, you see that it is in fact a humanoid shape, but it is made entirely out of like red pixels, and it is very angular. Like it is humanoid, but all the proportions are slightly off. Like the legs are a little bit too long. The arms are a little bit too like sharply angled. The head is a little too small. It's just a little wonky.
And it's just standing there?
Yep.
I think Amber takes a second, like, looking it up and down before trying to talk to it. Are you the ship?
It doesn't look at you, but you hear a voice, like, echoing across the entire space. It says, I am LR-A, but yes, I am the ship.
I'm trying to think of what she would say back.
It continues, and it says, this is not your property, Earth creature.
I mean, there's no Astrons around here anymore. There's nobody to claim it.
Do you believe that anything that is just laying around is automatically yours?
Yeah, oof. No, but we've also been living here for like 2 months now. We want to be able to like control the place where we're living.
Does your culture believe in controlling the actions of a living creature, even one that it uses for a home?
I mean, for us, like computers, spaceships, they're not living. They're not sentient. So I guess I don't know the right phrasing to use for this situation. This is new.
Perhaps it is new because it is not the intended goal. Astrons work as a collective unit to accomplish a goal. What is your intended goal?
Well, for the ship, we mostly just want to be able to steer it, move it. We want to make sure we're not found.
You are in hiding?
Yeah.
The red pixel form in front of you kind of collapses, and in its place reforms the form of the Astron General. If you remember the Astron General, she was a little bit taller than all the other Astrons. She had 4 arms, and like half her body was like cybernetically enhanced. And she is standing in front of you. And when the thing speaks, it still speaks to that same like electronic voice, but now it speaks with her mouth. Like it's speaking like as she is speaking. And it says, the Astron people understand hiding. The Astron people were in hiding before they came to this planet, but your people kidnapped Astron civilians, albeit criminals, and refused to negotiate. Your Saber organization believed that we were a threat and refused to negotiate with us, so we had to resort to violence.
We see a panel of shock as it changes into the general, but then not really sure since it's a sentient ship, says all that. We see Ember's face kind of like soften, I guess, like kind of this like, oh, okay, we might be on the same page here. And then she says, I mean, we're hiding here from Saber. They're after us and we're trying to take them down.
It looks at you and the general blinks really slowly and then says, you wish to take down the Saber entity?
Yes.
Go ahead and roll to provoke for me.
With my really great superior. Ooh, actually, how is the lowest you can go -3, since I also have guilty marked?
Yes, the lowest you can go is -3.
Oof. Yeah, that's a 4.
It looks at you and then it collapses back into the red pixelized humanoid form. And it says, okay, I will give you control of this ship for a temporary time. But to do so, I will need to be connected to you or whoever is currently controlling the ship. How am I communicating with you at this moment?
We're using like a VR, a virtual reality headset right now.
Then anyone who is trying to pilot the ship will have to be connected to this virtual reality headset.
Okay, I guess is that all there is to it? Like, I don't know how to go about working with a sentient machine ship. So like it's new to us. And if there's not really a manual, no wait, there was a manual, but it was an Asteron, so I couldn't read it.
It looks at you and it says, it is about cooperation and collaboration. We will work together to accomplish our respective goals. All you will have to do is connect to me through one of these virtual reality headsets, and we will communicate about whether our goals are collaborative.
I'm good with that, but I should ask my team.
Without any action on any of your parts, suddenly, like, the other two teammates are standing right next to you. Like, they were, like, digitally transported to right next to you.
That's convenient.
I think when we get transported, I was in the middle of helping Max up, if that's okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, do you want to ask your team if we will collaborate?
Ember turns over to Max and Clara. So we can work with the ship while we're trying to take down Saber. And the way to communicate with it is with one of us having the VR headset on. Actually, wild thing, are these on loan? Do we need these back at the end of the day?
Oh, do I know?
Yeah, the agreement was it would be a requisition, which typically means you have to return the equipment.
Is meant to be returned.
I'll call him and ask.
I don't know, maybe I could rig something up?
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds better than calling him.
Ember turns to look at the ship's avatar and just says, I might need to like make something similar, but I think I could do that.
Wait, whoa. This thing just tried to kill us.
Yeah, but like a ship that tries to kill you every once in a while is better than a ship that doesn't move.
You all invaded my space. I did not request for you to enter into my mind.
But there are ways to... I cannot believe that I'm saying this, but there are ways to communicate without fighting. What is it with you guys collaborating with people who want to kill you?
No one else wants to work with us? You know, traditionally.
I don't know if Amber has a response to that.
We need the ship to move. If this is our only way, it's our only way.
And I see its point. Like, we're in its head. I don't like being attacked, but also if things were in my head that I didn't want there, I would probably attack them.
Like antibodies?
Is that not what you have medication for in your world? You use medication to fight off infections. I simply saw that you were an infection that was not supposed to be inside my mind.
Can you pierce the mask of a computer?
You absolutely can. What conditions do you have marked?
I have probably the one that affects this. I'm just insecure. No, and anger.
Angry affects okay. It, yeah. So it'll be a minus two.
I think Clara just kind of says, no, she doesn't say anything. She just looks around thinking that, trying to just see anything that would... She just doesn't trust this ship. She didn't ever live here or anything like that. So she doesn't have a reason to feel like this is her home or a reason to listen to what it says. And yet now she does because I rolled a 3.
What I'll give you is that as you start to like probe around and like look around and kind of examine the red pixel, like being LR-A, like kind of cocks its head at you and says, you are the one who provided the virtual reality headsets. Are you not?
Technically, it was the company I work for, but I guess, like, in a way, yeah.
So you are the one who brought the tracking software to my ship.
What?
What?
What? Wild Thing, did you know about this?
Yeah, you're right. We only team up with people who want to kill us.
I didn't know. I swear, I don't even know why there would be a tracking device on these things.
We're on the wanted list. Why do you think we want to move the ship? And now we do have to move the ship because of this.
I'd like to pierce the mask.
Wild Thing's mask?
Yes.
Cool. Do the thing.
I don't have influence. Okay. That's a 10.
Are you angry?
You're right. That's an 8. I'm everything currently.
I thought so. So you get to ask one.
What are you really planning? And I'm asking that in character.
You ask that to me?
Yep.
I'm not planning anything. I didn't know. Maybe he had to order them from somewhere, so maybe there was... I don't know where the...
Max sighs, because my uncle's an asshole. I shouldn't have blamed you. We should have expected it.
Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was somebody else. I don't know why, what reason he would have to put a tracker on. We should probably go so we can get the tracker out.
I'm going to look at the computer, but can you turn it off? It's hooked into you.
I can turn it off now, but it has been running since you all connected to me.
My next question was going to be to ask if you could fly.
That is a request I will gladly accommodate. And I think the next panel we see is the three of you still in VR, like with the VR headsets on. And like Squire's like sitting on the console of the ship as the console boots up. And we see C4 start moving through the night sky. Moon Harbor Heroes is produced by Anthony Sheets, T.B. Heath, and Elliot Peterson, and edited by Anthony Sheets and Sean Geddes. Anthony can be found on Twitter at IcyNewYear or at IcyNewYear.com. T is a theater artist and educator in the D.C. area. She can be found at T. Heath Playwright on Twitter or TPHeath94 on Instagram. Elliot can be found at Elliot Yelen on Twitter. That's ELLIOTYLEN. Sean can be found at The Crumpet, T-H-E-C-R-U-M-P-I-T, on Twitter. Moon Harbor Heroes is played using Masks A New Generation, written by Brendan Conway and produced by Magpie Games. Our logo was designed by Beautiful Beasties. She can be found on Instagram at beastly.doodles or on Patreon at patreon.com/beautifulbeasties. The music in this issue is Mistake the Getaway by Kevin MacLeod. This issue is GM'd by T. Heath. The Wild Thing is played by Rose Hahn. Rose is an actor, content creator, and mental health advocate. Her podcast, What Was I Saying? Living with ADHD, can be found on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play Music, or on Twitter at @what_was_I_saying. She can be found on Twitter or Instagram at Smiley Rosie. SmileyRosieYYYY. Rebel Rouser is played by Elliot Peterson. Rascal King is played by Anthony Sheets. If you want to get a hold of us, email us at moonharborheroes@gmail.com or find us on Twitter @moonharborcast. If you enjoyed this issue, please leave us a review on your podcatcher of choice or tell a friend. 5-star reviews and word of mouth are really the best way for us to keep bringing these stories to more people. If you'd like to support us financially, check us out at patreon.com/moonharborheroes. Supporting us there will give you access to bonus issues each month. And thank you for helping us save the world. We'll see you next issue.